Okay, so you know, we can't really go a week with a year of Parshat Ki Tisa without addressing the Egel. That is the you know, the I would say elephant in the room, but the calf in the room, as it were, on the Parsha. And it's traumatic, right? You know, I do Shtai Mikra with Meir, and Meir like rebelled against me. He's like, I can't do it. You know, like the way kids can't watch horror films. Right, he was like, "I can't do it. I can't." Like he was like shaking. He's like, "I can't read it," because he knows what's happening and he just can't rewatch it. So he like, so I had to sit with him and read it quickly and quietly the way you do the klolot, because he was just like, you just couldn't handle it. Right, it is the, and everyone is trying to figure out what it is. You know, what is it? So Rashi obviously is, you know thinks it's mamish avodah zarah, and the Kuzari famously thinks it's not avodah zarah. They wanted an intermediary, right, between God. Right? You've heard these things before. And of course, I think last year we talked about it, that the ambiguity really jumps out at you, where what do they say? They say, make us ase lanu Elohim, make us a God. But why make us a God? Kizem Moshe Ha'ish lo yadanu mayalo, because we don't know what happened to Moshe, the person, right? Which is a very odd thing to say if you want a God, and that creates the ambiguity. Because on the one hand, they want him to replace Moshe, who they call an Ish. On the other hand, they call Moshe the one who took us out of Egypt, which implies that he's a God, right? And I think we've talked about in the past that part of the problem is precisely the fact that Moshe takes on a demigod status, somewhere between man and God, and without Moshe, they're lost, right? Because they think they need an intermediary, and Moshe himself takes on this weird status between man and God, and therefore you have the Egel, which you got to figure out, okay, are they treating the Egel as an intermediary, Kuzari, as a God, because now they no longer have Moshe, so they need a new God, which they can relate to, rather than God, that they would need an intermediary, you know, whatever, right? Or is it somewhere in between, and that's part of the Avodah Zarah? And all those things are possible. So let me give you a slightly different perspective. This is a very brisker perspective. So let me give it to you. It's from the Beit HaLevi, not accidentally, but you'll see that it is very interesting. He says, "V'nei ma'aseh gel kvar dibru rabim, ma ra'u Yisrael al kachav, heich dordea ka'otu ador nechshilu b'chid gadol zeh." Everyone asks, how could it be that the dordea, the generation of wisdom, sinned in this? V'asher nireh dia dua. Said every mitzvah has many layers of hints and allusions. And by doing a mitzvah, it fixes the world. Right? This is the standard Kabbalistic view in Litta, which is that mitzvot do all types of things in the upper world, but we don't really know what they are, or we shouldn't focus on it too much.
Or we really should focus.
No, so amongst the, right, Rav Chaim Volozhin's whole point is that it does happen, to believe it happens, but the reason that for him Torah is so important is because it sort of circumvents all these things. You don't have to think about it too much, right? Wow. But he says, Kavur Alpi calls it as a very strong, V'nit posli to my own mitzvah shem lechon ha-mishkan sheba ha-shrat shechina v'giluk v'odo yitbarach, halo vaday, shkol ma'ashen ha-asa v'b'chol bortav yesh bam tamim ne'alamim. So he said the same thing is true, obviously, kal v'chomer ben v'noshel kal v'chomer on the Mishkan. Because the Mishkan is God's quote-unquote home, or the place where God reveals himself. Obviously, in order for God to reveal himself, God is going to pack in all types of secrets to manage his presence. Asher rak v'shtalem bo kol bradav azei ra'i la'ashrat shechinat kvodo yitbarach. And only then will the Shechina descend. The Mishkan kulo b'chalo v'kol kelav kol achad b'frat rumzim l'sodot elyonim. This is Trey Maseb Merkava, this is Maseb Reshit, the Kolol Kolomot, Vikarjum Zebeze, Verzea Makom Muhana Shreit Shina. Vihine, Lichoraya le Bidar Adam, Lefisha Kola and Oshia Sherehema, Unim Tain Baulam, Adam Yuchadash, Kvarba Besodashem, Yodia Sodot Sidre Beshim Merkava, Yuchala Havin, Bat Smomem Hech Lasodemishgan, Mikol Pratim Shabo, by day you do it, Bat Sodot Rakavanot Yavin, Mira Mugdam. And if there would be a person who would think that he could come up with the proper home to house, as it were, God's presence, and he could figure out all the layers of illusions and secrets and whatever, said that would be impossible. V'inyan zeh hu debikshu Yisrael az acharei sharo the Moshe asher ha'omed ben Hashem u'beinam lo batzu ra lasot makom yuchad she musugal asher bo yashrat shchinato when the acharei came in Mishkan. And when they lost Moshe, this is what they tried to do, was to create a space for God in this world. The way the Mishkan would actually do that. But what was the problem? They tried to make themselves, but they didn't admittedly rely on themselves. They understood that they weren't smart enough. So they went to Aaron, who they trusted to understand things. So he says, right, so like the Kuzari, they're saying their intention was for good. What was their mistake? They were right that man creates all types of things in the upper worlds. Kichen gazar barit barach. Asher olamot yu minagim api maase adam baze olam. Amnam kol zehu rak im otam aset sivtal alav haTorah lasota. But that's only if it is a mitzvah. God commanded. Hence, the Mishkan. And he says, by the Mishkan, because they did what God told them and followed all the rules with all the illusions packed in, so in the merit of listening to God's mitzvah, that's why God dwelled there. But if you would do what God wouldn't command, then it wouldn't help. Right, what really makes it work is not the secrets, but the fact that God, you're doing what God said, and then it triggers everything. Without that, it's just human stratagems. And then it won't work, because why should it work? And it'll be a sin, and that is the Egel. So what is the Beit HaLevi saying? So Beit HaLevi says something very, like I said, it's very brisker. It's a little bit Kabbalistic, but very brisker, which is, and then he goes on the next paragraph, and he says, listen, you've got to understand. Right. Remember, the Kuzari said, what's the problem? Is that they want an intermediary. The Beit HaLevi said, the problem is different. Is they didn't understand that the value of a mitzvah is that it's a tzivui. Right? They thought that, right, it's, and again, the reason I call it very brisker, right, what you realize is like the Rav's theology, right, is very much classic brisker theology, but even without the Kabbalah. Right, so you read Halachic Man, Halachic Mind, right? So what is the Rav's argument, Halachic Mind? Is that you shouldn't start with the rationales, like the Rambam does. What should you do? You start with the mitzvah. The fundamental starting point is, the anchor is, God commanded it. The Halacha said so. And then what do? Then you can unpack, as many meanings as you want. But you can't start with the rationales. Right, you have to start with Tzivui Hashem, God commanded it, and then you can unpack meaning. Right? But if you try to start from the philosophy and then generate the mitzvah, it's chaos. Right? That's where the Rav critiques the Rambam's Tamei HaMitzvot, that he starts not with the mitzvah, but with the values that he thinks the mitzvah should reflect. The Beit HaLevi said that was the problem of the Egel. Because
you already assumed.
Meaning, the Egel, he said, it's true that the Mishkan, God commanded it, and once he commanded it, it's packed with levels of meaning and illusions that explain and encapsulate why God can manifest himself in this way to the Jewish people. But you have to realize that the anchor of all these things is Tzivui Hashem, God commanded it. Once you accept God commanded it, you can unpack meaning from it. What you can't do is reverse engineer it. Because if you reverse engineer it, then you lose the perspective that what gives it meaning is that God commanded it. You think that the meaning are the secondary things that you unpack from it, rather than you can unpack those meanings because it's anchored in Tzivui Hashem. And therefore he says, by the Mishkan, every other pasuk is what by the Mishkan? Kasher Tziva Hashem et Moshe. Because if it's anchored in Tzivui Hashem, then all the meaning becomes true. But if you try to come up with it yourself, then it's Avodah Zarah. Right? Then it's Avodah Zarah, because then what you're doing is you're trying to generate that meaning, and you think that that meaning is sufficient to create value when it's not. It's when God commanded it, and you keep it, then the infinite wellsprings of meaning open up. But not the other way around. Right? And that's for him the quasi Avodah Zarah of the Egel. Whereas they thought that it's the secondary stuff, the symbolism and the illusions and the Kabbalistic things and all that stuff that allows God in this world. And therefore they said, oh, Moshe's not here. Let's try to figure it out. And he said, even though they went to Aaron, they recognized they weren't smart enough. Right? That still missed the epistemic point, right? Which is, you can't figure it out. Right? Or even if you could figure it out, that's not enough to create value. Right? Value needs to start with a command. With God said, this is how I serve you. And if you accept that, then everything stems from that. But you can't just say, well, because once God commanded it, there's all these values that emerge from it, then I could recreate the equivalent of a mitzvah without a mitzvah. Because then you're serving yourself. Then you're relying on human knowledge. Even if it's Aaron's knowledge, you're relying on your knowledge, and that's not how you serve God. The way you serve God is by accepting the idea of tzivui, the idea that value comes from God. Right? You understand? This is very brisker. Right? So this is the Beis HaLevi's problem, and that's why he says, yes, the Mishkan does have all those many layers of value, but the value is possible because Kasher Tziva Hashem and Moshe, they recognize that they can connect to God only if they accept his tzivui. But when you try to say, well, there are 50 different illusions that are necessary to create an atmosphere for God, so I can create that without God telling me, right? Then in the end, you're worshiping human, right? Human intellect, right? You're thinking that you can recreate value rather than unpack value from Dvar Hashem, right? And by the way, this, when you read pieces like this in the Beit HaLevi, and you know, several of my Rambam pointed this out, is you realize how much the Rav is really taking classic Litvish and Brisker ideas and just removing the Kabbalah, right? And he's showing how even without the belief, right, or the articulation of the Kabbalistic values, you could get to the same idea, right? That halachic man is basically, right, Nefesh HaChayim is Torah Lishma without the Kabbalah and saying, oh yeah, it's basically Kantian, right? Right, and at some level, halachic mind is saying this idea of the Beit HaLevi, but without the Kabbalah, he's saying, look, yeah, I mean, maybe that's all true. Right, but the Rav said the fundamental insight is that a mitzvah is a mitzvah, and it is independently grounded in value has to be unpacked from it rather than the result of the rationales. It is the source of the value, right, rather than the product of the values that you put into it. Okay.